I was thinking about what I could talk about that would change a little bit from what I usually recorded or did here, and I remembered one of the time that really was one of my best experience that did not involve a real intercourse, like real penetration and everything. So at that time my girlfriend lived over an hour away for her studies, and I was working, so we could only see each other every weekend, and I wanted to play a little bit with her that week, so I started to send her teasing messages, more and more explicit, while I knew she was in class, so she could not do anything or really act on that. And but after a few remarks and a few requests from her that I stopped doing that, she changed completely and told me that two can play that game, you know? So I was still a little cocky and saying like, yeah, come on, give me your best shot, because I was I was happy that I inside this reaction, because it was win-win. It was fun, I was playing, and I was able to get that kind of response from her. Since she was in class, it was really brief at first, a few texts, but once she was able to go home, she did not try and go as slowly as I was anymore, because I was still at work, and it quickly escalated to pics and more, much more than what I thought that she would send me, because she was really not prude, but really shy about taking pics of herself, because she was scared that it would go all around, and she did not really like taking pics of herself, like a lot of girls that I, at least as far as I know. And since I was at work, I knew that I had really fucked up, because I could not really answer since it was a busy day, and I could not sneak out or somewhere to answer her pics that with my own, because first, it's not that easy to do sexy pics when you are a man, if you just have your phone, and it's even harder when you are in your suit, and you cannot play with angles and stuff like that, and you cannot wear stuff that enhance your body, and like tight clothes, like tight t-shirts or stuff like that. So after a while, I was the one asking her to stop doing that, and it was still 3 days before I could see her before the weekend, so she agreed to stop only if I accepted to do what she wanted to do this weekend. I was kind of worried of what this might mean, but I was also interested, because maybe there was some stuff that we talked about that she did not really dare to try, and maybe this would be what she wanted to do. But so I agreed to stop my teasing and to do what she would say, so she would stop. And it was pretty good, and I was kind of pumped up to know what was gonna happen, but she only sent me like a few more teasing messages before I went to pick her up at the train station 3 days later. And while I was driving there, she told me that first of all, I wasn't able to do anything to her unless she told me to. So I knew that since she really liked sex, and since I would not say that she was a nympho, but if you were apart from your boyfriend for a whole week, usually it did not take us long before we would jump on each other once I got her back. So when I arrived, I went to kiss her because I did not even think that it would be something that was out of line, and I was told that even that I wasn't able to do to her before she allowed me to. So I knew that I might have bit more than I could chew, I think is the English expression. So while we were driving home, which was a really short drive because I lived like 7 minutes away from the train station, she started to tease me, not with words or pics anymore, but directly with her hand, just gently brushing on my thigh that was kind of bare because it was summer and it was really, really hot. So I was in a Bermuda and on a t-shirt, and she quickly left my thigh to go between my legs. So it was clear that it was going to be a really hard challenge for me to not do anything, because, just because. When we arrived at the apartment, she started to come just right up against me and kissed me, which at that moment I was allowed to reciprocate, thank God, while she slowly pushed me and drove me to the bedroom, where she told me to lie down and just close my eyes or do something so I would not see what was happening. Since we just had a sheet and our pillows and nothing else there, because of how hot it was, I just took my pillow and put it on my face, and I could hear her just walking away. And since it was part of the deal, I did not move at all and did not try to take a peek to see what was going on outside. She quickly came back and I could hear her just walking around the bed and picking up something. And this is when she almost completed her circle around the bed, I heard a metallic clinking noise, and I knew what was going to happen because I bought to use on her a set of binds that went under the mattress and came out on each corner of the bed, so you could restrain both arms and both legs at the same time with just enough space so you would not be torn apart on the bed, but you could absolutely not touch your head with your hands or close your legs. Like, you could kind of wheel them a little bit, but you were not able to do a lot of movement. And she started to, tie my wrists, then my legs. I tried to fight it a little bit, just before she told me that when I start to play, I have to be ready to take it to the end, because you cannot just start and decide that, no, I don't want to do it anymore, if you agree to do that kind of thing. So when she was done tying me down, she kind of went on top of me, but usually you could imagine starting to do what I usually did to her, and kiss her from a little bit on her leg and then on her tummy and going up undressing her, well, now undressing me, just my t-shirt, and kissing my stomach and then my chest, and she used my t-shirt since she wasn't able to remove it because I was tied up. She wrapped it around my head so I was not able to see anything even if I wanted to, because with my pillow I could just flick it off if I moved my head enough. So that way I was completely, I don't know, at her mercy, I would say, because yes, that's what it was. And so she started to do all those kind of things that she knew that I loved, and I mean kissing and licking me, slowly going to my nipples, and when she arrived there, going around and around until she started to just graze them a little bit with her teeth before biting them harder sometimes when I try to relax because I'm so ticklish, and she just grazed my armpits from time to time with her fingers, and since I could not move my arm, I could not place my arms against my torso, so she could not do that anymore. So I was just completely trying to resist and to show her that I was able to, it wasn't doing anything to me, like I was not completely thrashing around because of the tickling and not enjoying the licking and the biting so fucking much. But I think that it was pretty clear from the moans that she could hear that it was absolutely just a really, really bad impression of not caring. And once I really, really seemed to, I don't know, and once she really, really was happy with the state that I was in, she told me, well, to enjoy the little break that I was getting, because she had to go and fetch something in the closet, and I didn't knew exactly what it was, but I knew that it was in that black bag that we bought from a store where we bought a toy a few months back, because it was Valentine's Day and we bought that like surprise bag with stuff inside it. We did not knew exactly what it was, and one of the things was a little vibrator. I think it's called a bullet, if I'm not really, really strong, but for the size it was pretty good. And we had two other toys, that was, one was for me and was mainly aimed for her, that was much bigger than that little bullet. So I was really starting to worry a little bit because I did not use it yet, because if you listen to a lot of my recordings, you know that I eventually used it, but at that time I did not. So I was a little worried, and so she came back and I could hear her getting just right next to my head and turning on something that's buzzed, and I was at the same time relaxed and happy that it was the vibrator, and also wondering what was gonna happen to me next. And she started to go back on one of my nipples while stroking my cock with one of her hands and using the bullet on my other nipple at the same time. And I started to feel something that I've never really felt before, because I was never for that long and that helpless with her and that situation. I felt like, not like I went out of my body or saw myself, but like my body was expanding a little bit, like the pleasure and the heat and the shivers of pleasure and make me feel like I was like she inflated me a little bit, like I just grew two inches all around from my toes to my head. And when she changed the vibrator from my nipples to my dick, I don't really know how to explain it, but I was I was thrashing around, I was squirming all around because I was enjoying that so fucking much and moaning and everything. But at that moment, I froze like I was not able to move anymore, like I was I don't know, pushed down on the mattress, like she was standing on me, but on my legs, on my torso, on my arms, and I was breathing those really, really short breaths, like when you are kind of like when you are crying, like that kind of short gasps. That seems like short gasps. And this is something that's kind of annoying for me, because I can enjoy something so fucking much like that. I can love it. It can be one of the most exciting things that I have done. I cannot come when I'm not at least at that time, I could not come when if I wasn't inside her. So she pushed me for so fucking long. Like I was trying to tell her to just touch me more, to do something, to let me make fuck her, to make love to her, whatever, just to let me go inside her. But I wasn't even able to talk at that moment. I was completely enjoying like that amazing sensation, and it went on for, honestly, I don't know how long, because I wasn't able to focus at all. And when she finally gave me a little break, I was just laughing, like not laughing from a good joke or that, laughing like, you know, this is just too good, this is just such a great moment, such a happy and enjoyable moment, that you just laugh because it's perfect. I mean, it's so fucking good. And she asked me if I thought that I would do that kind of thing again. And when I finally catch my breath and stop giggling and laughing like that pile of pleasure that I was, I told her that even if I would really, really love to tease her again like that, I don't think that I could endure that kind of stuff much longer, because I knew that if I pull that kind of shit again, it would be much, much worse next time. So when I was starting to answer that, okay, I know that she jumped back on me and started again, and sent me back right on that edge that I was before. And she was enjoying that so fucking much, just imposing that kind of pleasure and preventing me from talking and from doing anything. It was and finally I just cannot find how to express it. Even in French, I think I would not be able. And when finally she got off of me a second time, she untied my legs and she kept my arms tied up. She removed the t-shirt from my head and she slowly, while standing on top of me, removed all of her clothes. And since it was still daylight, I could see that she really, really, really enjoyed what she was doing, because she was glistening between her legs. And she told me that if I managed to make her come twice before I came, I would be able to give some of what I received that afternoon back. But with everything that she did, I tried as hard as I could, and I wanted to beat her that time, because she won the previous round and I wanted so much to be the one winning the next. And I was so fucking glad when I felt her and saw her come the first time. I was like, yes, I'm gonna do it. But the way she started to moan at that moment was... I love touching someone. I love pleasing someone, kissing and... I don't know, groping and fucking someone, but the moans, the noise that a girl can make when she's not faking it, but when it's genuine, and you know that it is, this shit's just sent me back over the edge in a few seconds. On top of the fact that she was also trying to make me come as fast as possible with those kind of, I don't know, flexing her pussy muscles, so it would tighten and relax around my dick. And I lost for a second time and came before I make her come twice. So sadly, I did not have, well, the permission to do everything that I wanted to her while she was completely and utterly helpless to prevent it between the, well, still within the boundaries that we established long before that, of course. No, nothing was something that she would not approve of course. But it was still a pretty great weekend. But that afternoon was just experiencing so much pleasure without being allowed, and not, but even if without being able, it wasn't a problem of allowing me to come or not, but without being able to come was just so fucking great and so fucking hard and frustrating at the same time. But so I hope that it wasn't too blurry and too hard to follow, because I just tried to do it like that. And now I'm gonna go touch myself and maybe record it, because talking about it once more really made me horny again. So, maybe I'll see you, and maybe you will hear me later. Au revoir.